Looking for more segments from NTI 2017 in Houston, Texas? Another great segment is coming up. It's The Nursing Show. Hi, Jamie Davis here at NTI 2017 in Houston, Texas, and I'm here with Deb Price, and we're going to be talking a little bit about palliative care and end of life and a survey that she did. Before we get to that, though, Deb, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background?
Okay, well, I've been a nurse for 40 years, and I went into nursing because I like sciences. I wanted to go to the University of Michigan. I felt like it'd be a great career to come out with, so that's why I chose nursing.
How did you get involved or get started looking at palliative care and end-of-life issues?
Well, my whole career is focused on chronically, critically ill patient population, high acuity patient population. I currently teach the ICU course at the University of Michigan in the undergraduate program. And I just got my doctorate of nursing practice 5 years ago.
Well,
thank you. And I was told I needed an area of expertise and scholarship. So I ended up getting into palliative care because I was passionate about the quality of life that patients and families have, particularly with the chronically, critically ill. And this survey really took off my knowledge and expertise in it.
So tell us about, you did a survey or a study looking at palliative care and how it affects the healthcare professionals, I guess.
Right. So I ended up on the Palliative Care Education Committee, and we decided before we would launch a program, we needed to assess basic palliative care competencies. So we replicated a study that was done in Milwaukee at the VA by Marcos Mattanini, and he had only done his study. He developed a questionnaire that looked at competencies of all interdisciplinary professionals. And he only did it in the adult ICU. We decided we would replicate it at U of M across the whole inpatient health system. Oh. So we did it in ICU, acute care, pediatric, and adult populations. So 25 nursing units actually participated. We received a grant to do this study from the Palliative Care Steering Committee, and they generously funded it. So we collected our data in September through December of 2015, ended up with 1,200 participants. 52% were nurses, 22% were physicians, and actually then we had social workers, respiratory therapy, mm-hmm. and so forth, and found out that our team members all have different strengths according to their roles within the domains of palliative care, and that we need to better leverage each role and work collaboratively together to provide the best patient care that we can.
So did you come up with some specific things that could help these individuals and in whatever their roles were, to like interventions or things to help them manage handling palliative care for their patients?
So yeah, we're at the intervention stage of the study right now, and we're providing a two-day palliative care interdisciplinary course in October that will address some of the gaps. And primarily the gaps that we found were in communication on many different levels between professions, between services, between patient and family and the providers, helping them understand how to have end-of-life discussions, goals of care discussions, decision-making, education about what palliative care really means, mm-hmm. that it's not synonymous with end-of-life care, which many people think, and how to understand cultural preferences, spiritual aspects of care, and the end-of-life process.
So what do we need to do for ourselves as healthcare professionals to better prepare ourselves to help the palliative care patient? Are there specific things that we need to do to prepare for that?
Well, our study found out that there's different needs according to the staff characteristics. So our adult ICU nurses were much more competent and comfortable in having conversations in the provision of palliative care, their knowledge, versus units that might not deal with it as often, or units with new graduate nurses. And so it really depends on the staff characteristics, length of work experience really makes a difference too in terms of comfort level. Education made a difference. Males perceive themselves to be more competent than females, which is kind of interesting fact. But we really found some demographic variables made differences. So it depends on how you're going to focus your education depending on those characteristics.
For the nurses that are watching this in whatever their discipline is there anything you could suggest to them to help them better prepare themselves as individuals to be more comfortable talking about and communicating about palliative care?
Well, I'd like to reiterate this year's conference theme of It Matters, and I think people have to realize it does matter. The care that we do provide and the quality of life that we're giving to our chronically critically ill as well as our patients who are at the end of life. And that compassion comes through in taking the time to have conversations with your patients and families. Even if it is uncomfortable, it will get more comfortable as you have more experience. So I think there's lots of resources out there. Our goal is to educate champions on each unit that will be resources to the other staff. And we want to sustain and support them. So I think it kind of filters from the management level down in terms of supporting these skills and needs that the nurses have.
Well, Deb, this is a great topic. It's something that, that I'm passionate about, and I'm certainly thinking that with our aging population, this is an issue that is going to continue to rise, and all nurses are going to be called upon to really step up and educate themselves and prepare themselves for this.
Yeah, that's really true. It's a big area. It's something that we need to think about, and how do patients want to live their lives and how they want to live at the end of their life, too.
Well, thank you very much, and I hope we get a chance maybe to chat about this some more as you continue to complete the study.
Thank you.
And I want to thank all of you for checking out this segment here from NTI 2017. Remember to check back to this channel so that you can catch all of the segments I did while here at the conference. Thanks for checking out this segment. I want to thank our sponsor, Physio-Control, for their continued support of The Nursing Show and helping us get to NTI 2017 in Houston. Remember to thank them and head over and check out all their amazing products that help you provide better patient care wherever you are. You can find them over at physio-control.com. And don't forget to check out all the other segments from NTI 2017 over at nursingshow.com.